And he looked at the people that came out and how they coped. And he looked at the people that did really well, right? And he, this is one of the things he did. And he went and he said, well, you know, what makes the difference? What, how come you could do this, go through this hell and, you know, come out and look like you do now? And the answer was always the same.
But the logical mind is going to tell you that the pain is what's traumatic. It's not true. And we can see this in the post-traumatic growth, even without therapeutic intervention.
So the growth that you get there, if nothing else, is that you're capable of extreme pain without trying to kill yourself.
I see therapy as just the beginning, because then the person has the tools and the shifts inside that will keep that process going. And I think that that is what happens a lot with post-traumatic growth.
Working with meaning really helps to facilitate, to clarify, to direct our choices. So when we're able to make meaning of something, to find where does this connect to our values, to what's most important to us, and how do we use that as a compass to reset our lives and continue forward.
How do we help our clients experience growth after a traumatic event? In other words, what if we could help our clients not only heal from trauma, but experience a level of growth that might not have been possible if the trauma had never happened? Hi, I'm Dr. Ruth Buzinski, a licensed psychologist in the state of Connecticut and the president of the National Institute for the Clinical Application of Behavioral Medicine. In this program, we're going to look at how to foster one of the most challenging but most rewarding stages of treating trauma, post-traumatic growth. First, we'll revisit the parts of trauma that can also hold the seeds to growth. We'll look at how to help clients find the pathway to post-traumatic growth that's often hidden inside their pain. Then we'll look at the specific neurobiology of trauma that can trap clients in negativity and self-blame. After that, we'll look at how to help clients make small but significant gains in growth after developmental trauma. Then we'll introduce one game-changing shift in the way that we approach our clients' trauma that can make all the difference in treatment. We'll explore the critical role of connection in fostering growth, and then look at practical ways to help clients regain the parts of life once stolen by trauma. In this program, 16 of the top experts in the field will lead us through their insights and techniques, the ones that they use with their clients, to help them move forward from trauma to healing to growth. By the end of this program, you'll have a dependable set of tools and perspectives that you can begin to use in your practice tomorrow. So let's not delay any longer. Thanks for joining this program, and I'll see you over in Module 1.